Ryan Seacrest here. Every great barbecue has one secret ingredient. Patience. You do a little, and you wait a little. And while your dinner does its thing, you got a few minutes to yourself, right? Well, kick back with a little Chumba Casino. A flip and a spin. Who knows? Maybe even a login bonus. It is the perfect recipe. Chumba Casino. Always good to have you back.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is something that happened back when I was in high school. It was my sophomore year, and I remember that I was taking a gym class. It was a basic gym class where you would do a little bit of everything. One day in particular, we were doing some kind of cardio workout. At my high school, when I went there, they had a few different rooms that gym classes would use. There was the main basketball gyms, which were kind of in the center of the school towards the front. The weight room and then another exercise room were on one side of that by the locker rooms. Then, on the opposite side, there was this long hallway, and down there was this room called the cardio room. I think it was actually the old weight room back in the day, and then they moved the weight room to a larger and nicer space, and they changed this room to cardio. It had mostly machines, like treadmills and bikes, but there were some weight machines as well, and they also had some ellipticals and other stuff. There were a few dumbbells and things like that, but most of the equipment in that room looked really old. So for some reason, we were doing a kind of workout on the treadmills and bikes in that room, as well as jump ropes. I don't remember the whole workout, but basically, we would all go at our own pace. When we had completed the workout, we would go into the main gym and play basketball, which was basically an open gym. The teacher went into the gym to oversee it. So we all did the workout in the cardio room. I remember that I was on the bike for a while, taking my time. I wasn't in a real hurry to finish, even though I did enjoy basketball. But I worked out on my own as well as this class, so in gym class, I would kind of just take it easy and be lazy, to be honest. None of the stuff we did was really that hard. About probably half the class finished before me. After the bike, we had to do some jump rope work out there, and then when I was finally done with that, there was maybe 20 minutes left of class.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games that's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
So I left the cardio room to go to the gym, and when I did, all I would have to do is walk a ways down the hallway and then cross it. I finished the cardio workout and didn't really get done at the same time as anybody else. So I left the cardio room by myself and stepped out into the hallway. This hallway was a quiet one, and it was on the end of the old wing of the school, and not too many rooms were in use over there anymore. As I started walking down the hallway, though, I saw something almost right away. There was a man, a grown man, trying to enter the doors to the gym, the same doors that I was planning to go through. The guy was tugging on the doors, and they appeared to be locked. I had never seen this guy before and did not know who he was. He did not seem like a teacher at all. And the way that he was aggressively trying to open the doors gave me a bad feeling. So I turned and went the other way. There were other doors entering the same gym if you went around the corner, so I decided that's what I would do. The man did not seem to notice me at all, but I never really had to get that close to him. So I walked around the corner to the north end of the gym. When I got there, those doors were also locked. I was confused. I knocked on them once, but nobody answered right away. I didn't know what was going on. But it was possible that they had put the dividers up in the gym and nobody was in that area. So I decided to go back around to the cardio room where the rest of my class was. I made the walk past the north end of the gym and around to the old hallway. When I made it back into that hallway, I no longer saw the man at all. However, when I walked over to the cardio room, I tried the doors there and they were also locked. I should have stayed there and kept knocking, but I was so confused that I started to look around the hallway. That's when I heard footsteps from farther down, and I had a bad feeling. So I quickly turned and just walked the other way out of instinct, going back to the north end of the school. As I was walking, I heard something come over the school intercom. I couldn't hear it that clearly, because you know how intercom systems are not always that clear. But I did hear the word lockdown. I was now realizing that the school must be in a lockdown, and that's why all the doors were locked. And somehow, some way, I had been trapped out in the hallways. I also realized that the man who I saw in the hallways trying to get in the gym was quite possibly part of this. So I walked faster now and went around the corner. I tried to enter the gym again, but it was still locked and nobody was answering the door. Then I heard footsteps behind me a ways back, so I quickly left that area. I went down a random hallway, and at that point I was getting nervous. I started quickly walking through more random hallways to try to get as far away from that guy as I could. After walking for a while and not hearing anything, I found a random classroom and I stopped and knocked on the door. I thought maybe they would let me in. However, once again, nobody was answering. As I was there knocking, I started to hear footsteps in one of the nearby hallways approaching me. Was the man coming after me? I knew that I needed to get out of there, and knocking on the door was only giving away my location, so I walked away from there quickly. I started going down more and more random hallways. Then I had the idea to leave the school entirely, so I headed for one of the back exits, which happened to be the closest one to me. However, when I got there, I tried opening the doors, but they were like locked from the inside. I didn't know what to do, so I turned around and kept going down hallways. The school was literally dead silent except me and this other guy. Every so often, I would hear his footsteps in a nearby hallway. I was desperately trying to get away from him. When I was doing so, I almost went into a bathroom to hide, but I thought better of it. I figured it was too risky. If the man got in there, I would be cornered, so I kept walking. I don't know if I've ever been more nervous than that. I felt like I had to keep moving and always be alert to where the man was, although I couldn't see him, only hear his footsteps in the distance. After a long time of walking, I thought that I lost him. I stopped hearing anything and I slowed down, but then I heard him again, so I walked faster and headed back to the front of the school. Then when I got towards the front doors, finally I saw something. There were a few police officers entering the school. When I saw them, I ran to them and finally was safe. They led me out of the school and I waited out front with about 10 police cars. I didn't know what was going on, but like 30 minutes later the cops told me that they caught the guy and things were safe. The lockdown ended and school resumed. The man thankfully hadn't harmed anyone, but he had gotten into the school and I guess he chased after several kids. I was mad about all the doors being locked, but I guess it was just bad timing. When I knocked on the doors, they probably thought that I was possibly the man. Either way, I'm glad that I got away from him, but I think it's really creepy how he was seemingly going after me. I used to be a substitute teacher part-time years ago.
Ready to put a little spin on your day? Then check out Chumba Casino's new online social casino game, Ryan Seacrest 10K Ways. It's free and packed with 10,000 ways to play, only at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I did it for a few years, and it was cool, but I moved on to a career where I don't have time to do that anymore. But in my time subbing, there was really one moment that I still think about sometimes as being scary. So I had to sub at a school that I had never been to before. I think it was my second year that I worked as a substitute teacher. So I arrived at the school and I didn't know my way around very well, but I was able to find the classroom all right. I was substitute teaching three classes that day, all in the same classroom. It was a pretty average looking high school classroom for the most part. Somewhat old, but there was a teacher's desk at the front with a large whiteboard. A bunch of desks were scattered around the room and some storage was at the back, with posters scattered around on the wall. So for the first couple of classes, things went by pretty smooth. Like normal, I didn't really have to do any actual teaching. It was more just me giving the students instructions of what they had to do, and they just sitting there and not doing much. After the first two classes of the day, there was a break in the action, and I had an off period. That meant there was no class in my room, so I was just sitting by myself in it for the hour. During this time, I got up to use the restroom. Now, when I did this, I couldn't find the bathroom at first. The school was kind of hard to navigate around in, as it was pretty old. I walked down a couple of hallways before I finally found a restroom. As I was leaving the bathroom when I was done, I heard an announcement that the school was going into a lockdown. This was concerning to me, but I just figured that I would get back to my room and things would be fine. I had no clue what the lockdown was for, because now that I was back out in the hallways, they seemed completely empty and quiet. I wandered around to get back to my classroom and almost got lost, but thankfully made it. When I got back in the room, I closed the door, locked it, and then turned off the lights. Then I just sat at the main desk and went on my laptop. I was just waiting for the lockdown to hopefully be over soon, and I hoped that it was nothing serious. I tried to do some internet searches to find any information, but could not. And I didn't get any calls on the classroom phone either. So I sat there for a while in silence, curious as to what was going on. This went on for probably half an hour. Then there was a knock on my classroom door, which startled me. I got up and carefully walked over to the door. I saw a police officer standing on the other side. When I saw that, I opened up the door, curious as to what was happening. Immediately, he asked me to come out of the room. Then he told me that they had reason to believe that a suspect they were looking for was in my classroom. There were more police out in the hallway, and they made me leave the area. Later on, everything was cleared, and I was told that they caught the suspect. Then I went back to the classroom and finished my substitute teaching for the day. I found out that there had been a man who had broke into the school, and he was walking down the hallways, which caused a lockdown. I didn't find out why he did this or much else, but apparently when the lockdown was announced, the police got called and stuff, but they didn't know where the man had gone. Well, when I was gone to the bathroom, he walked right into my room because it was empty and I didn't lock the door. When I got back to my room, he was hiding in one of the back storage closets at the back end of the room. I hadn't noticed at all. The school staff and police saw security camera footage in the hallway of him entering the room, so that's how they knew that he was there. I had no idea. I can't believe that I was in a room with that guy for such a long time. The police were able to enter the rooms and eventually get him to come out of there. That was by far the craziest thing that ever happened when I was a substitute teacher. I was a student in high school a long time ago, but I still remember one particularly scary moment that happened, and I remember it very well, like it just happened yesterday. So it was a pretty normal school day. I was a junior at the time, and had got to school and then went to my classes. This was the third hour class of the day, which was history, I recall. The classroom was on the second floor of the school, and personally I liked it because we would watch a lot of videos there. The classroom also had these carpet floors, which I liked. But anyways, I remember that during class, the teacher said that there was a lockdown. Class was probably about halfway through at that point, and I remember wondering what the lockdown was about. It seemed to come out of nowhere. I don't recall hearing any announcement on the intercom or anything of that nature. So I remember that the teacher said that we all had to sit at the back of the class. The desks that we had could easily be moved, so everybody just ended up moving their desks towards the back, far away from the door. I sat on the side of the room kind of towards the back near the door, so I moved my desk back a little ways. So we all moved to the back end of the room, and then the teacher locked the door and turned off the lights. Most of us were obviously wondering what the lockdown was for, and we asked the teacher, but he said that he didn't know. So as we were sitting there for a while, some of us kids started to get bored, but I think we were also a little bit nervous as well. Then, suddenly, everything was interrupted by very loud bangs coming from the classroom door.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
We all looked to the door at once. The small window there was covered, though. You could sort of see a shadow of somebody on the other side, but not very well at all. Not enough to tell any details about them, like if it was a man, a woman, or if they were large or small. Just enough to really tell that somebody was there on the other side. And these bangs on the door, they were not just a knock or anything like that. It was like this person was trying to break down the door or something. There were about four or five of these really loud bangs. I know that when I heard it, I was terrified. After the loud noises, though, they stopped and the shadow left the doorway. Everybody in the classroom was dead silent. That silence continued for about 30 seconds, but it was only broken by more very loud bangs, this time coming from the wall on the other side of the classroom. It was like whoever was in the hallway simply moved locations. They banged there a few times, and then it went silent again. The class got eerily silent, with nobody talking at all, not even the teacher. Things were quiet for several minutes then. Finally, some people started quietly talking again, but it wasn't normal conversation. It was just talk trying to figure out what was possibly going on. Then, like 5 minutes after that, the loud bangs came back to the door, as whoever was doing it was back. They went on longer this time. There was like 10 of these very loud bangs on the door. I was scared that the door was going to break, but it held up well. Then the noises stopped and things went dead silent again after that. We were all terrified. For the next 20 or 30 minutes, I'm telling you, nobody said a word. You could hear a pin drop in that classroom. Then, all of a sudden, the phone rang in the classroom. The teacher answered it and didn't stay on the line for very long before hanging up. He then announced to us that the lockdown was over and assured us all that we were safe. I think everybody breathed a sigh of relief at the same time. Some of the students asked what happened at that point, but the teacher said he didn't know and they didn't tell him. We were all very curious. For the rest of the school day, things resumed to normal, but everyone was a little shook up from the craziness. However, I asked a bunch of people and nobody knew what happened. Over the next few days and weeks, there was nothing on the news or in the papers or anything. Nobody ever seemed to find out what the lockdown was about or what happened. I still don't know. Was it some intruder or an angry student or what? I'm not sure, but I know that it was a really scary experience. This happened during high school. I was a senior, and it was my first hour of the day. For that class, a big part of it was doing these projects. We would basically have like a big project every 2 weeks or something like that. One thing my school had was this hallway at the southeast end of the school where there were all these study rooms. They were small rooms with just like 4 tables, 2 computers, and a few chairs, and that was pretty much it. You could go into these rooms and study pretty much any time, and our teacher would have our groups break out into these study rooms sometimes. My partner for this project was a guy named Brandon who was pretty cool, and we were friends in high school. On this day of class, I think it was a Friday, which was typically an easier and more chill day. It was mostly a work day, and the teacher gave us the option to work on our projects in class or in a study room. I remember that he also said that we could do homework for other classes if we wanted, because the overall project was running a little bit ahead of schedule, and we were doing well. Brandon and I were the only people in the class of like 15 to choose to go to a study room. Everyone else stayed in the classroom to work or hang out there. So we went down the hallways and got to one of the study rooms, and they were all empty, so we took one on the end. We did some work for the project and also just hung out and talked and played on our phones and stuff. At one point, though, we heard this noise come over the school intercom system. It wasn't quite the bell sound, and also class was nowhere near being over, so it got our attention. The next thing we heard was an announcement saying that the school was being locked down and to follow procedure. Brandon and I wondered if we should leave the study room and go back to our classroom or just stay there. For some reason, we decided to stay there. We weren't really sure what to do, though, so we just turned out the lights. The door had no lock on it, so we couldn't do anything. But I think that Brandon and I were not that nervous about being in a lockdown. We figured that it was probably nothing. Pretty much, we quieted down, but we continued to talk and hang out and just wait for the lockdown to be over. We even did some more work on our project. After maybe like 10 minutes into the lockdown, we heard footsteps coming down the hallway. We obviously didn't know who it was, but I kinda hoped and assumed that it was someone who worked at the school. But it was also then that the thought occurred to me that maybe we were in some type of danger. The footsteps got closer and closer, and Brandon and I quietly whispered until whoever was there got real close. Then we shut up and went completely silent. It seemed as though whoever was there was going to go right to our door and open it. But instead, the footsteps walked past and they continued down the hallway. We both felt a little better at that point, maybe a little too good, because Brandon then said that he wanted to see who it was, so he got up and walked over to the door. From the window, he couldn't see that far, so he then opened the door. I also looked out when he did, because I was curious too. What we saw was this man who did not work at the school and was wearing a hooded jacket concealing most of his head. He was walking in the opposite direction and much farther down the hallway. He was also definitely not a student. But when we opened the door, he heard it, stopped, and turned around. When he saw us, both of our reactions was just to run. Brandon and I took off down the hallway. It was possibly the fastest that I've ever run in my life. We went down that hallway, turned the corner, and ran down another one. Finally, we arrived back at our classroom, and both of us knocked on the door and yelled for our teacher to open it. Thankfully, within seconds, he did so and let us back in. We got in the classroom and quickly locked the door behind us. The man did not try to get into the classroom or anything, though. I'm not sure where he went. The lockdown lasted for about another hour. Then finally, it was over. The man had been found in the school and was arrested. I never found out what he was doing or how he got in the school, but that was a really crazy experience. This happened when I was in high school. I was a 17-year-old girl and in my senior year. I enjoyed high school and had a lot of friends, and overall did well in my classes. The school that I attended was very large, with over 1,000 students enrolled. During the time, I lived with my parents and siblings in a pretty typical neighborhood and house. That's the background for this, and it all started sometime pretty early on in the school year. I had an Instagram account, and my friends and I were pretty active on there and would post pictures and stories sometimes. A lot of people from my school followed me, but there were some other people as well. Some people that I didn't even know. I had made my page when I was like in middle school, so I had it for a long time. Every now and then, some creepy guy would message me with either some scam or some creep trying to hit on me. I would just ignore them and sometimes block them. So one day, I remember that this random guy on Instagram started messaging me. I saw that he was following me, but I was not following him. I did not know who he was, but looking at his profile picture, he appeared much older. He said hi to me, but I did not respond. However, I think that a few days after that, he started sending more messages. He asked me where I lived, and asked me if we could hang out, but I still didn't reply. But the man was persistent. He asked if I lived in the city that I lived in, mentioning it. Then once more, he asked if we could hang out or something, and he sent a bunch of question marks. This didn't make me nervous or anything, because in my pictures, it was not hard to find out where I lived. I literally had my high school tagged in some of my posts and things like that. It was not a really small city, so there's no way that he would find me or anything. But still, it was annoying how he would not leave me alone, so I blocked him. After that, I didn't hear from him for a little while. But unfortunately, it was only a few days later that I saw him again on Instagram. It was now a different account that he was using. I wouldn't have been able to tell that it was him at first, but when he sent me a message, it gave him away. He said something like, "Why did you block me? I want to see you. Can I come over?" This time, I finally responded. I said in all caps, "Leave me alone, you creep. I don't want anything to do with you." Then I blocked him again. I figured that that should send the message that I wasn't interested and it would make it loud and clear. And after that, I didn't hear from him for the rest of the day. The following day, I went to school like normal. I was sitting in one of my first classes of the day when I saw that I got another Instagram message. I was instantly suspicious that it was the same guy again just making another account, because nobody else was really messaging me that much at the time. It was once again another new profile. The message said, "I want to see you now. Leave your class." I said, "Make all the accounts you want. I'm just going to keep blocking you." But the guy responded again saying, "I am here to see you."
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, when he said that, I didn't know what he meant. I didn't respond, but instead just blocked him. Probably 5 minutes later, the school went into a lockdown. There was an announcement, and in my class, the teacher turned off the lights and locked the doors. Most of us students were confused. At first, I didn't connect the dots, but pretty quickly after, I did. I wondered if the man actually was here to see me. We all sat in the classroom, mostly quiet, for a pretty long time. There was no information given to us about why we were in a lockdown. It lasted for maybe 45 minutes if I had to guess, and then thankfully it was over. At that point, a lot of people were obviously curious. The word quickly spread, and I was able to find out. Sure enough, it was that guy who was harassing me on Instagram. He was easily able to find out where I attended high school because of my Instagram profile. So he shockingly showed up and walked into the school trying to find me. He did not know where my classes were or where my locker was or anything, but the school staff quickly saw that he didn't belong and locked the place down. The man got trespassed, and I had to go to the office, and then to the police station to file a restraining order. I didn't know that the guy lived in the area at all. And as it turns out, he didn't. He drove over an hour just to see me, which I can't believe. I still am in shock that it happened, but thankfully I haven't seen him or heard from him since then.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.